a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and extra dishes and stuff like that.
Canned goods shelf or the shelf?
Okay. What if it was a whole little room thing? What would you call it?
Little room thing?
Uh-huh.
I said a storeroom or the closet.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Right now, you know, just throw away?
Uh-huh.
Old bicycle rims and things in the house, or you want me to talk about things on the outside?
Yeah, do you have a name for all that stuff?
Well, junk. I just call it junk.
Okay. What would you call a room that you use to store odds and ends in?
Storeroom.
Speaking of daily housework, you'd say a woman does what every morning?
Clean up and cook and make up the beds and a little everything around the house.
Okay. What do you call a thing you sleep with?
A broom.
Okay. And you call this thing here to open, you call that a...
door.
Okay. Now, if that was open and there was a broom, this door was open, you know, and there was a broom right here, you'd say the broom was what? The door.
The broom was blocking the door?
No, it's really like the door's already open, you know?
Uh-huh.
The broom is there. So you'd say, go get that broom, it's what? The door.
It's right at the door.
Okay. Or, you probably couldn't see it because the door's open in front of it.
Watch out for that broom in the back of one.
Okay. Whoops. But
back of the door.
If you were going to try to tell somebody, you simply couldn't see it, you know. You wanted somebody to get it, and they didn't know where it was, and you were trying to tell them.
Oh, go look in the back of the door for
the
broom.
Okay, if all your clothes are dirty, in order to get them ready to wear, you're probably going to have to do the what?
Washing machine or the wash.
Okay, and after you wash them, you're going to have to do what to them?
After I wash them, and dry them.
Uh-huh, and then if they're all wrinkled up, you'll have to...
iron them.
Okay, and the washing and the ironing together, you'd probably call the... what?
The washing and ironing together?
Uh-huh, it's one word for those two things.
Clean.
Okay, what do you call the place where a bachelor might take his shirts to be done on... someplace.
Will you repeat that?
Since a bachelor doesn't have anybody to wash and iron his shirts for him, he'd probably take them to...
Oh, to the cleaners?
Okay. If you had a two-story house, what would you call the thing that you get from the first story to the second story on?
Stairs, elevator, or excavator.
Okay. Okay, you said stairs first. Now, what would you call these things we're sitting on?
Steps.
Okay. Have you ever seen, like, things like this that go up the outside of a building to a second story?
Yes.
Okay, which would you call those? Would you call those steps or stairs?
Stairs.
Okay. On the outside?
On the outside.
Okay. What do you call that little thing that's usually built just outside of the door of a house that you walked on to get, like this?
Oh, a step mat? A mat?
Well, the whole thing, really. This really isn't one. But it's a concrete slab, usually, that you have to get a step up to get into the house. And sometimes it's got a little roof, and you call it...
a shed? Come on, over the roof?